Narrative frameworks. 64. What is life? Regardless of what life is or what it may be, we have our own definitions of it, and these definitions vary. One of these definitions is life is short, precarious, and brutal. Life is short because it is limited to an individual body-mind identity that is born, exists, and perishes. Precarious because that individual identity centered around the body-mind is vulnerable, is open to attack, to decay, and brutal for that very reason. So this type of thinking that life is short, precarious, and brutal is based upon the limitation of the definition of life to the body-mind entity. And what is the other definition of life? The other definition of life that is not other at all, but is primary and most true. It's the definition of life which says we are life and we exist in life. Life is us and we are life. And when the expression of that life, which is the body-mind identity, exists, it does not exist in itself for itself. It exists in the wider context of life. It is an occurrence of life. It is not all of life limited to itself. That's life is beyond just that vehicle, because it is seen that the body-mind is a vehicle. It's not something in itself. It's a vehicle for the greater process of life. And this greater process of life is our true context. We are this greater process, is one way of seeing it, and we exist within this greater process, another way of seeing it. We are this greater process is the seeing beyond limitation, and we exist within this greater process is the seeing that sees the body-mind as an occurrence within the greater process. And it's not a seeing of life as short, precarious, and brutal, because it sees that all those things that are short, precarious, and brutal are anti-life, are not aligned to any understanding of life as a whole. Because life as a whole may operate in short term, but it's forever longer term. May seem precarious, but it's forever situated within the sanctity of itself. And although horrific events may occur, life is not limited to them. Life is vaster than any expression that comes from itself or can be given to it. Life is so vast, the only thing that can be done, which reflects an understanding of life, is for that which sees itself as limited to situate itself within the greater whole. And that situation is a situation in which the part can relax into its greater being. And the energy of that greater being can run through the part. And that part will not live a life that is short, precarious, and brutal. Because it sees that this is based around a misunderstanding of life, a life cut off from itself. Life knowing itself lives a life of love, short-term, long-term, temporary and lasting, positive and negative. But always knowing itself and seeking to reflect itself accurately. Love living love is life living life. It's our opportunity to know life, to KNOW life, and live in accordance with life's principles beyond the limited values we place upon limited sense of life. We are life and we exist in life. Life is eternal, ever-present love. Only when we do not see this can we be fooled into thinking that life is short, precarious and brutal, and be fooled into acting out that kind of conceptualization of life. Only by knowing life truly can we settle into the love that we are.